World Cup final, the Tate's arrest, a Supreme Court in crisis, and the case for epistemic humility. The 2026 World Cup final, jointly hosted by the United States, Canada, and Mexico, is scheduled for New York, and its arrival has coincided with extraordinary security and weather disruptions. NORAD jets scrambled over the city in response to an airspace incursion near the stadium perimeter, while severe storms caused ground stops at JFK, LaGuardia, and Newark, creating significant disruption for arriving fans. The tournament has been a genuinely significant moment in American soccer's development, with American teams and fans more engaged than at any prior World Cup on American soil. Andrew and Tristan Tate were arrested in Miami by U.S. Marshals. The Tate brothers have been subject to active legal proceedings in Romania, including human trafficking and rape allegations, and their detention suggests U.S. bat. Law enforcement is coordinating with international partners. Their legal team has consistently argued the proceedings are politically motivated. Beyond the individuals, the arrest of a figure with hundreds of millions of followers, who built that following through controversy, misogyny packaged as self-improvement, and anti-establishment posturing, will immediately be transformed into a martyrdom narrative within certain online communities. A dynamic that matters for understanding the current information environment. Will Ferrell's The Hawk has hit number one on Netflix despite reviews averaging around 22% on Rotten Tomatoes, illustrating how streaming platform dynamics have completely decoupled from critical reception as a predictor of audience behavior. New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani, meanwhile, has walked back his campaign pledge to arrest Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. An inevitable retreat once his law department informed him that the city's police department has no authority to execute international arrest warrants and that a mayor cannot write his own foreign policy. The reversal, however politically costly, was unavoidable. A poll showing that nearly 49% of Americans believe the Supreme Court rules based on politics rather than law carries perhaps the longest institutional shadow of any figure in this week's news. The court's authority rests entirely on public acceptance of its decisions as legitimate, not merely legally binding. When half the country believes the institution is politically captured, the foundations of constitutional governance become genuinely fragile. The week's analysis closes with a warranted exercise in epistemic humility. The near-consensus view holds that Iran's escalation campaign reflects coherent strategic intent driving toward a forced crisis with the United States. But an alternative hypothesis deserves serious consideration. What if the decision-making being attributed to unified Iranian strategic leadership is actually the output of a fragmented command structure with no single authority capable of ordering the operation halted? An adversary whose attacks emerge from institutional inertia without coherent political direction is in some ways more dangerous than a rational actor escalating toward a specific negotiated outcome because there is no clear decision-maker to reach or deter. Khamenei's public dismissal of Trump's signature may be face-saving rhetoric for a domestic audience rather than a binding operational directive, and back-channel communications may be more substantive than the public posturing implies. The next 72 hours of operational tempo will be the most reliable signal available.